Is a popular drug for hypertension putting patients at risk for cancer? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Cecil N. Spang-Petersen, associate professor at the University of Southern Denmark, explores whether you should ask your doctor about high blood pressure medication.
Hydrochlorothiazide is used by millions of patients over the world for hypertension. The drug has previously been shown to provoke sunburns and has been linked to an increased risk of lip cancer. This prompted us to examine if hydrochlorothiazide is linked to skin cancer in general. We used the unique nationwide Danish health registries, which contain detailed data on cancer diagnosis and use of prescription drugs since 1995 for the entire Danish population. We identified 80,000 patients with a diagnosis of non-melanoma skin cancer and a control group of 1.5 million persons without skin cancer. For all these individuals, we calculated how much hydrochlorothiazide they had used, and the result was clear. The more hydrochlorothiazide a person had used, the higher the risk of skin cancer. The risk of the most common skin cancer, basal cell carcinoma, was increased by a modest 30% among long-term users. However, the less common but more serious type of non-melanoma skin cancer, squamous cell carcinoma, displayed a much stronger association, with long-term users having a 4-fold increased risk, increasing to a more than 7-fold increased risk among those with the longest use of the drug. Many other antihypertensive drugs are available without association to skin cancer. However, it is important that any changes in antihypertensive therapy are performed in consultation with the doctor responsible for the patient.
That was Cecil N. Spang-Petersen of the University of Southern Denmark. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.